Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me on here.
And I appreciate you calling in because we really need to hear from you today because you helped people. I was just, if you heard my rant, you know that I think we've all been through it this year. We could all use some positive enlightenment and help and coaching. So anything you can share with us would be greatly appreciated.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much. I just want to share with the audience, the one thing that we have to remember is that no matter what's going on in our life, it is not our responsibility to take ownership of those emotional roller coaster rides that happens within our environment. And once we grasp onto that, then we realize we have a choice in what we want to deal with or not to deal with. From there, because sometimes we think that we always have to be involved in something. We always think that we have to fix something. We always think that we have to try to resolve. And that's not always the case. Just because it's present doesn't mean that we have to be present with it. for there. So if we just be willing to just grasp onto that one idea of knowing that I don't have to take ownership for everything that happens within that, then I don't have to be sucked up into that storm. I can take a pause, be in a quiet place from there, and be able to rest my mind so that when it's time for me to actually be involved, I am able to do so with a clear thought.
I love it. So from what I've read about you, you've been a coach for 15 years, and how did you get your start?
Well, I got my start, as you mentioned, I was a military veteran, and in my position through those years, I was responsible in regards to helping individual soldiers, making decisions that they need, whether they be in their family life or their personal life. People don't realize that when they come into the service, they're still bringing in some of their personal things that they were trying to get away from. And so by entering into a new lifestyle, they're trying to balance that, you know, old into the new, and try to still succeed or feel like that they're building their self-esteem and to be better than what they thought when they were coming in. So I've always been this way in regards to being that open door for them, providing the suggestions, but not telling them what to do, but at least guiding their thoughts so they can see how that process works. Because the main thing I want to make sure of is that they're able to still think on their own, you know, and be successful and not be afraid to find those answers and not to be that crutch. So it's so important to be a coach for these individuals so that they know that they can, without you there still being present in their life.
And I want to say thank you for your service to the country. And I wasn't exactly sure what part of the military you were in. Can you share with us?
Yes, I served over 22 years with the Army and Army Reserve. I went in at the age of 23, and, you know, like most people, trying to find themselves and figure out where do they totally fit in. And at 23, I went in, and when I went into basic training there, it was like the light bulb went up and going, you know what, this is where I belong. Because it helped me to identify who I was. It helped me to have a chance to see myself when I didn't have that opportunity when I was home. And so by doing that, I got to learn more about myself and what I can and cannot do and what I really enjoy about myself. So, you know, being in the service has really brought some benefits to me.
Okay, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, this has been a really exhausting year for a lot of us, a lot of negativity. And we could use some tips for getting through the next year without losing all hope. There are, and I'm going to make a confession, because there have been days where I just really didn't want to get out of bed because the news has been so negative. And it's on a daily basis. It's one of those things where you almost have to turn off. And one of the things that I do is I tend to watch a lot of retro TV just so that I'm not dealing with, you know, the negativity. What kind of tips can, or what kind of help can you give us today that's going to help us release some of the negativity, some of the anxiety in 2017 and not carry it with us to 2018?
Well, you brought up one good thing. One, let's turn off that TV. All right. We need to come to terms that everything that is on the TV is only a snapshot. It doesn't provide the full story. So the thing is when we get those snapshots, our mind is spinning out of control trying to analyze, well, how did it get that way? Why is it that way? I don't understand that. Stay away from that. It is not your world at all. All right? The main thing is create your own new story, because somebody around you is going to look for that positive thing themselves. Somebody around you is going to try to want a way of escaping from what's going on. So the first thing is turn off those stories and create your own. And by creating your own, decide what they are that they can be positive, making you fulfilling and joyous in your life. Granted, we might have some struggles. I mean, I'm the same way. But the thing is, I realize I have a choice. Either I take ownership of that pain or I let it go. Or do I let that problem come in? It's not my problem. Or I just let it go. So we have choices. So don't be afraid to make those choices. Is it uncomfortable? Yes. But once you do that, you will, I guarantee you, experience the freedom of separation from those things that you really didn't need to take ownership on. The second thing is guard your heart. emotions can be very high, and sometimes it dictates our actions. Our emotions sometimes creates false thinking in our part, where it creates false stories. The thing is, guard your heart. Don't let your emotions get to the point where it creates a story that may not have any truth behind it. And by doing that, you know, once again, make that choice. Do I need to have it in my life or not? The other thing, all right, that you want to do is put things in your mind that's going to provide positive healing to your brain. And I know that sounds kind of strange, but there is two doctors who I really love their work. And one of them is Dr. Tim Jennings. He's an awesome psychiatrist. He talks about healing of the brain. And the other one is Dr. Daniel Amens. He's on the PBS channel, and he talks about that. And he says society is starting to really focus on that now, is that your brain can heal. It is not stuck in that negative avenue. All right? And how can it heal? By speaking positive words, thinking of positive things around you, like by taking in positive stories, listening to music that brings soothing to your soul, all those things, filter those things into you, and then your brain will start to heal. That way you won't feel as tired. That way you're not going to feel like, I don't feel like I want to get out of bed today. Because when we do that, we're like, man, if I get out of bed, that means I have to think. If I have to think, that means it's going to take a lot of work for me, and I just don't feel like doing that today. So filter your mind with things that's going to energize your brain. Your brain does heal, and it can. And the one term that Dr. Jennings and Dr. Amen talked about is that what covers your brain is called neuroplasticity. That means it's like a rubbery thing. It can be rejuvenated. It can be restored. So to be successful to do that is, let's start speaking positive words. Let's start thinking about forgiveness. Let's start bringing in positive music that brings soothing to your soul. Find that quiet place and make that your own. Don't compromise with anything else. Create that quiet place so that way when you want that time of escape, you can do that.
Now, one of the things that I do, and you may disagree with me, is I tend to give myself a mental health day, particularly when I'm feeling really overwhelmed or I'm seeing that there's too much coming at me or too much negativity that's coming at me. I tend to take a mental health day where I literally will stay in bed and watch soap operas or, you know, retro TV or something that just sort of takes me out of reality, if you will. Would you recommend something like that, or are you saying just turn off the TV altogether?
Turn off the TV altogether. You know, and I do the same thing, Tony. I do a mental health day, all right? And basically what I'm saying is I want that quiet time, so that my mind can just slow down, because sometimes I'm old school. I don't know if anybody knows what a carburetor is, but there was a time when we used to have a carburetor. We adjusted to how loud we want that engine to rev, you know what I mean, and the noise. And so we want to adjust our brain to the point where we want it to idle just a little bit where it's quiet. We don't want to turn it off completely. We want to just idle just quietly. So you're processing the things that are soothing and quiet. You don't want to stay in bed, all right, because that create something that we don't want to get involved in. Because you just mentioned earlier, you didn't feel like you want to get out of bed. You just didn't want to put on your clothes. You're staying in your jammies. Those are usually signs of people just leading into that point of depression, all right, that you just don't want to go down that road. So to prevent that, all right, is still be a little bit active. I didn't say proactive. I mean a little bit active, because being proactive, it sounds like a lot of work, and, you know, I got to think about positive things to do. No. Be a little bit active. Keep yourself a little bit active. Come out of bed. Put on some clothes, but comfortable clothes. Would it be frumpy clothes or whatever? Put on your favorite socks, your thing. Put on something that you love to do, all right? Watch your TV show. You know, put on a couple of shows from there, but then turn it off. Change your pattern in the home. Read a book. Those type of things. So that way you're not being complacent and sitting still, being stagnant, versus you're keeping yourself a little active but more on that calmer mode.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that there are 5 keys to mental development, and I guess my question is, if you're trying to develop a positive outlook every day, can't that get a little, number one, what are the keys? Number two, can't that get a little exhausting to try and be positive and every day try and find something positive? Aren't you allowed to feel a little negativity so long as you don't hold on to it?
And you brought up a good point. That is a definite yes. Just because you're trying to find something positive doesn't mean that you ignore the negative, because that's not a true way of living. It's just that when it approaches you, what do I do? So the five keys I'm talking about here, as I mentioned before, is the first thing is, one, take a pause. All right, you need that quiet. Take a pause. Do I need to be involved in that storm? The second thing is, all right, how am I speaking? Am I speaking with a negative tone that just amplifies that negativity that's within myself? Or am I changing that tone going, you know what, I don't have to be involved in that today because that is not who I am. You know what? Yes, it exists, but you know what? It's okay. It'll be all right. It'll work its way out. You know, you're speaking those things there. So you're basically learning how to speak life back into something that seems like it's taking life away from you. The second thing is the third thing is guarding your heart. Don't let your emotions get to the point where you're not able to reconnect with people anymore. You're not even able to value yourself anymore. You don't want to look in the mirror about who you are anymore. So guard your heart. Don't allow your emotions to be that point. So how do you do that from there? Once again, you have the power to make the choice. And that's why I mentioned the keys. Take that key of guarding your heart and going, you know what? I'm going to unlock this here and go, I don't have to be in that mode, all right? I'm going to let go of that shackle. And that's why I call my business Unshackled, because you got the power to unshackle those things, all right, and make those choices from there. The fourth thing is change your environment. You don't have to stay in a hostile environment or an unhealthy environment. Change your environment. Create something. And either be if it's a dark color, make it a light color. If it's something with windows are closed, open those windows, let the light come in. Create your environment where it's a healthy environment that you love to walk into all the time. And then the fifth thing is, start loving yourself. Keep loving yourself. What does that mean? Well, that means, you know what, I'm going to get out of bed and take a shower and comb my hair. You know, I'm going to get out there and go outside and take a walk. You know, I'm going to appreciate myself, know that I am worth investing into. And when you realize that you are important and you are a valuable investment of love and joy that you can stir it within you, you're going to be attractive to somebody else who wants to get that same type of motivation that you're building within yourself. So it's not saying don't allow negative things to come in. It's when negative things come in, what do I do? Do I make it feel like I'm a wounded deer, or I tell negativity, you have no control over me. This is how I'm going to handle you. You can be in your corner. I'm going to be in my corner.
I like that.
So I hope that was helpful. Yeah.
Yeah, it was helpful to me. I tend to really sort of acknowledge where I am with my mood, because one of the things that I do when I notice that I'm in a dark place or a negative place, I don't want to be around other people, and I'm really clear at recognizing when I'm in that space. I can't be around other people. I'm a little too negative. I need to wait for me to be in a more positive place, because I'll take somebody's head off, you know, without meaning to. Because I'm just not in a good space emotionally. So I agree with you on that. That for me, it's really acknowledging where I am and then giving myself the room to feel what I'm feeling and not to try and joy myself out of it. In other words, you know, I'm not going to try and fake it if I'm not feeling.
Right.
Because that will annoy
me
even more. And so I don't want to do that. Tell everybody where they can reach you if you want to make an offer. Feel free to do so.
Oh, that is so awesome. Thank you for allowing me to. Once again, you're calling Unshackled. That's who we are, and we, you know, helping people to create healthy development thinking to healthy living. You can reach me at Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, .unshackled@gmail.com. brenda.unshackled@gmail.com, or you can call me at 253-200-1756. So those are the two contact information that you can reach me on.
Okay, and I should mention that Brenda is going to be one of the featured speakers in my six-part documentary on Making Money as a Speaker, docu-series, really, because it's six parts. And I'm going to see you next year in Seattle, where you're going to be speaking
yes.
at my Women of Influence conference, which I'm really excited about. And really wonderful tips. I'm not sure that in the communication that you and I have had, that we've actually really gotten into who you are and what you do. And I am really, really impressed with what I'm hearing. So I can't wait to hear your talk in Seattle. So thank you so much.
Thank
tell
you
everybody
so much,
once,
Tony.
Tell everybody once again where to reach you.
They can reach me at brenda.unshackled@gmail.com, or they can call 253-200-1756.
All right, Brenda Maluski, thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, wonderful holiday, and thank you once again for your service to this country.
Thank you, Tony, for having me on, and I'll be excited to see you in Seattle.
All right, sounds good, and we will be right back.
If you are a professional who feels stuck under a glass ceiling and your gifts are going to waste, then I have a special gift for you. I'm Amanda Eloesh, San Francisco's leading spiritual success mentor, and I find that many professionals who come to me feel like they've tried everything they can think of to get ahead and still hunger for more meaning and fulfillment. I can help you to reach more clients and make more money through deep spiritual awakening and medicine ceremonies. For a complimentary 60-minute exploration of how I can help you, visit eloesh.com, that's eloesh.com, and grab your Breakthrough to Success mentoring kit. It's my gift to you so you can stop struggling and start living your purpose now.
Most of us experience 200 chemicals before we get to the breakfast table. Want to kick chemicals to the curb? Start with the largest organ of your body, your skin. From the banks of the Rogue River in Michigan, Flow Soap Studio has created a chemical-free soap that your body will love. Our soap is made with botanical oils, natural colors, and scented with pure essential oils. It's vegan and never tested on animals. That means no tallow from large factory slaughterhouses, no GMO oils, detergents, perfumes, or harsh sulfates. Not a single ingredient is created in a laboratory, so it's safe for the environment and amazing for your skin. Find us on Facebook at Flow Soap Studio or visit flowsoapstudio.com today and get free shipping. That's Flow, F-L-O-W, soapstudio.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. I work with technical leaders and teams in STEM professions to increase their productivity, collaboration, and innovation, and decrease dysfunction, miscommunication, and bad fit when it comes to hiring. Basically, if there's a people problem, I can help you solve it. Whether you're a startup or an established business, Downs Leadership can provide you with one-on-one leader coaching, executive coaching, and team building and development. Do any of these scenarios sound familiar? Your business is growing so fast, you don't have time to get to know your people. You spend so much time dealing with conflict that you feel like a parent refereeing the kids. You have managers who haven't had good support in knowing how to manage effectively. Your team doesn't know each other well and how to best work together. You keep hiring the wrong people and need some help figuring it out. If you said yes to any of these situations, give me a call at 425-216-3015 or visit downsleadership.com today to learn more and schedule a free leadership strategy session with me. That's Lisa Downs with Downs Leadership. Data-driven, STEM-focused, results realized.
Discover the three top reasons why your money flow may be blocked. You've lost your creativity because you have way too much stress in your life. You are out of alignment with your soul purpose, or your inspiration has run dry. If you are experiencing any of these, then you will love the free gift from Lucy McMonagle that will make you a money magnet. Get instant access at wealthpouch.com. This is the one tool that will open the floodgates of your wealth today. So go to wealthpouch.com now and get instant access. I will see you at wealthpouch.com.
Okay, and we are back, and my next guest is Eat to Succeed Coach Rosemary Barnes, who is calling in from British Columbia. Rosemary, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I am.
And thanks so much for calling in. What's British Columbia like? What's the weather like there?
Well, I am on Vancouver Island, and we are presently in thick, thick fog. There's no snow. It is not terribly cold, but we can't see past the end of our nose.
Sounds kind of like San Francisco, but a little less so. We sometimes get...
Maybe a little bit more like England, perhaps.
Okay, we'll go with that. Let's go with that. Talk to me a little bit about Speak to Succeed. How long have you been in business, and how'd you get your start?
Confidence Stages was born 4 years ago when I moved to Vancouver Island from Alberta. It was originally created to help people build confidence, but of course the flaw in that theory is that people who lack confidence don't go out and sign up for confidence classes. So we needed a reinvention of sort. Then the thought occurred to me that public speaking is one of the greatest fears of mankind. Some fear it more than death itself. As Steinfeld would say, if you have to go to a funeral, many people would rather be in the casket than giving the eulogy. The thought then was that you only gain confidence by navigating through difficulty. You don't gain confidence by always being right. You gain it by proving to yourself that you can fix it. My thought then was that if people, regardless of age, could conquer the fear and the strategies and all of those things associated with public speaking, what could they not go ahead and feel good about? That then led to our younger generations are lacking confidence. They are brilliant. And if I hear one more person bashing millennials, I'm going to have to stomp my self-righteous little foot. That being said, they do not know how to speak. And we get that now into the business world, whereupon I found huge gaps. I then investigated and wrote a book about it, et cetera. And there are huge gaps in workplace expectations now. So the problem is, what do leaders have to do to bridge those gaps to reach the potential of our young people?
Well, I think part of the reason why, and I'm only speculating here, but I think part of the reason why a lot of people my age, Ash, millennials, is because, and I work with a lot of millennials. I sit as a judge at a lot of startup pitch fests and that sort of thing. But I think the idea is millennials always come into most situations with a sense of I know everything, and they don't want to listen. And who are you? And you're old, and you don't know anything. And we're fresh ideas and new and young and hip and that sort of thing. And so I think there's an automatic resentment, probably on both sides, because of it. But again, I'm sort of speculating on that. You are the author of two best-selling books: Confident Public Speaking, Being Heard Above the Noise, and Confident Leadership in 21st Century Business: Bridging the Generation Gaps. And so, number one, congratulations on the two best-selling books. Number two,
thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about the process of writing and then publishing. What were some of the challenges that you experienced?
I didn't have any challenges whatsoever because I found this amazing woman working out of Arizona, and all I had to, oh, she was brilliant. She took care of everything for me. The book was, all I had to do was send her copy. She worked all the rest of the magic, and it was brilliant, and I paid her a fee to take care of everything, and she did. It was not an expensive process because this woman is so brilliant. She's done it so many times. She's got a system, but she's completely personable as well, and you get individual attention. I can't say enough good about this woman.
Do you want to say her name?
I do. I really, really do. Her name is Becky Norwood. Her company is called Spotlight on Your Business.
Okay.
She does a great many things, but oh my stars, for anyone with a book inside them wanting to get their word out for the greater good of humanity or for whatever reason they've written the book, call Becky Norwood. Spotlight on Your Business. Oh, my goodness, she made it a treat. Where other authors suffer through, oh, I have to order this many copies and that many copies, and oh, the editor wants this changed and that changed and the next thing, Becky took care of everything. She got me on Amazon. She managed the launch. She made sure the covers were to my pleasing, all of it. The woman is golden. She has reached goddess status in my eyes.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Make sure everyone contact Becky, because it sounds like she does an amazing job. There are many people that tell me that they want to be a speaker or a writer. They simply don't have what it takes to make it. What are some mistakes that beginning speakers make that stand in the way of them becoming a successful speaker or having a successful career?
Very simply, they try to give too much value. The biggest problem with speakers is, number one, they try and cram too much information into the audience's ears. How often have you heard a speaker say, "Oh, we've got a lot to cover. We only have 20 minutes, so I'll talk fast." Wow, does that ever not work? Human beings can only absorb and understand so much information, especially when they have little written in front of them. The second thing that they do is they forget that the emphasis is not on the speaker. The speaker is the body through which communication flows. The speaker is not up there for self-therapy. The speaker is up there to answer what's in it for me, for the audience. The speaker is there to solve their top-of-mind problem for the people sitting there. Too many times, speakers are I, me, or a data dump. And there's no engagement. There's no sense that the speaker is there to help me. The difference between good speakers and great speakers is whether the information is tailored and said in the way that those people on that day in that room need to receive it.
Okay, and one of the tips that I always give my speakers, when they're particularly the newer ones, I always tell them, make it about the content. Make it simple. Make it about, tell people something that maybe they don't know. Share information that's going to make sort of the go-to person where they're going to either book you for another speaking opportunity or they're going to hire you as a coach, because that's what you want to walk out with.
The thing to remember that the organization of the speech is important. We're married to the number three. There's a reason that in our stories we have the three little pigs and the three bears and the three Billy Goats Gruff. We can very easily remember three things. That being said, each of those three things must have an introduction, an explanation, and an illustration. And in the illustration is where you have the image, or you have the story, or you have the graph, or however it is that you need to make your point clear. The good, great, and fabulous speaker then turns that illustration around and connects what that means to the people in the audience, and the speaker's job is to make the connection for them. You have three things that you can bring notice to in one presentation, and only three. More than that, you confuse the audience. A confused mind remembers nothing. What's more, a confused mind doesn't like being confused. And since the speaker that was up there did the confusing, they don't like the speaker. Too much information not shared. If the speaker is speaking Spanish, it had better be a Spanish listening audience. There is no point in data dumping accounting numbers if the students are there to learn about theory. You have to speak to the audience.
Good information. Tell everyone where they can get copies of your book, or your books, I should say, and if you want to make an offer, feel free to make an offer.
Oh, wonderful. The books are available on Amazon or, of course, through me. My website is confidencestages.com. You can purchase them from me or you can purchase them direct from Amazon. If you purchase them from me, I can give you a deal. The books retail for $20 a piece. But if you want to purchase them directly from me and have them autographed, I will sell them to you for two for $30, and you can have both the same or one of each.
All right, sounds good. Rosemarie Barnes, thank you so much for calling in. I want you to have a wonderful 2018, and I'm going to see you at the Women of Influence Conference, I believe. I know you're going to be speaking at one of my events in 2018. I can't remember exactly which one.
Yes, Women of Influence and another as well, yes.
That's what I believe, yes. So I want to thank you once again. Wonderful tips. And once again, tell everybody where they can locate you.
Well, thank you. ConfidenceStages.com. I'm located, as we said, on beautiful Vancouver Island in Canada, off the coast of British Columbia. And everything you need to know about me is on my brand new, rebranded, shiny, and sparkling website. Or you can give me a call at 250-661-0994.
All right, sounds good. Rosemarie, thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful holiday and a wonderful 2018, and I will see you soon.
And the same to you, and thank you for having me on the show.
All right, sounds good, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Meenakshi Ramesh from www.tapyourwaytohealing.com. I'm a certified EFT practitioner. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, also called as tapping. Ask yourself these questions. Are you struggling with any physical or emotional discomfort? Are you tired of being overwhelmed and stressed? Have you been procrastinating on your projects? Have you been feeling guilty for all your mistakes? Are you suffering from insomnia? Do you want to improve your self-confidence? Are you struggling to lose weight? If you have answered yes to any of these questions, send me an email at tapyourwaytohealing@gmail.com for a free complimentary session. I hope to see you there. Thank you.
Startup founders, are you looking for resources, space, mentors, service providers? Visit us.techcode.com. Is your company growing and are you ready to access new markets? Overseas, China, Europe, North America? visit us.techcode.com. Are you a mentor or service provider that are interested in access to startups in incubators or accelerators throughout the world? Visit us.techcode.com.
Business Connections of Nevada, where Las Vegas small business professionals meet for professional networking. Business Connections of Nevada, with over $10 million in revenues amongst its members in 3 years, it's no wonder why we're Las Vegas' premier networking group. Our progressive approach to membership includes, but doesn't depend just on referrals alone. We're more than that, much more. Our membership continues to grow because our peer-to-peer education and collaboration results in both professional and personal growth. Come grow with us at bcn-nv.com. We meet at the Beacon Center. The Beacon Center, practical and affordable meeting space for any professional event. The Beacon Center, located near the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. The Beacon Center is convenient from anywhere in Las Vegas. Go to thebeaconcenter.com for details. Business Connections of Nevada, bcn-nv.com. The Beacon Center, thebeaconcenter.com.
All right, and that is our show for 2017. I want to thank all of our guests, all of our advertisers, and our listeners, of course, because we can't do it without you, for being here with us and sticking it out. I mean, it's been, what, 6 years? 7 years will be next year, it's hard to believe. And it's certainly been an interesting ride, and so I thank you. We'll be back, as I mentioned earlier, January 19th, and I'm looking forward to a whole new outlook, getting some rest, and just having a good time over the next few weeks. Until then, I'm Tony Wilkins. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful holiday. Be safe. And let's hope that 2018 will be a much, much better year.